Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The death toll continues to rise in South Korea, where a jetliner slid off a runway in the southern city of Muan and erupted into flames. 47 people now confirmed dead. BBC's Kyun Jong Kim.
Emergency services were attempting to rescue people first in the tail section of the aircraft, but the number of casualties is expected to rise as rescue efforts progress to the front and middle sections of the aircraft.
CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us Russian President Vladimir Putin has broken his silence on the deadly crash of an Azerbaijani airliner over Kazakhstan.
After 3 days of silence, Russian President Vladimir Putin today apologized to Azerbaijan for the Christmas Day crash of a passenger jet over Russian airspace. 38 of the 67 people on board were killed, but Putin did not take responsibility for the crash. Aviation experts and U.S. officials believe a Russian air defense missile mistakenly downed the jet.
Severe storms with tornadoes are rampaging through Gulf Coast states. CBS's Kati Weiss is in Louisiana.
An outbreak of tornadoes is tearing through the South tonight.
That's just crazy. You can see some debris just flying around.
The severe weather thundering across Texas, pounding areas with high winds and large hail. Omar Godoy watched a tornado barrel towards his Houston home.
And we just started seeing the breeze just turning, and then out of nowhere you just see the funnel just come down and just touch ground.
One person was killed by the tornadoes in the Houston area. A high-speed train and a fire truck collided in Delray Beach, Florida today, causing injuries to 15 people, but no deaths.
They crashed and it was kaboom.
Three fire rescue workers were among the injured. A gas station in Northern California town of Cottonwood sold the only winning ticket from last night's Mega Millions jackpot.
As of Saturday afternoon, the California Lottery says nobody has claimed the $1.2 billion prize just yet. They do have a year to come forward from the date of the drawing.
We have a really rigorous vetting process to protect the integrity of the win and make sure the legitimate winner is named. And that usually takes a couple of months. So it may be some time before we know who this winner is.
KHSL-TV reporter Blake Mayfield. It's been Good Riddance Day in New York's Times Square.
Debts, few issues, and wars.
Racist attacks, wars, crimes.
Living for others' expectations and letting fear of judgment stop me from taking chances and pursue the life I want.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
A U.S. spacecraft endured temperatures of up to 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit and came out okay.
On a mission to help scientists learn more about the Earth's closest star, a solar probe has passed a major test. NASA's Dr. Joe Westlake.
We got back a green beacon from the Parker Solar Probe spacecraft indicating that it successfully completed humanity's closest approach to a star, closest ever flyby to the sun.
The spacecraft is expected to send detailed telemetry data about its status on January 1st. Westlake says the team is preparing for more flybys in the extended mission phase, hoping to capture unique events. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In Hong Kong, the city's first pyrotechnics drone show was held, part of a campaign to raise support for panda conservation. The show featured 1,000 drones, some of which were equipped with fireworks flying over Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor and forming images of the city's giant pandas. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some areas of fog, a mostly cloudy sky, and a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon and early evening, highs to the low 40s. Maybe a little more sunshine on Monday, highs warm to the mid 40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Yeah. to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
He's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
But he
so found out the hard way, the dream.
So tight. Oh, I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can depend and never worry.
Oh,
miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Walking down the street singing. Natural asking.
come to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Single day singing.
Fun, 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 to look at it, takes a tear. got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't.
And we'll have fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
been really having
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with the romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with the counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Just to ease my pain. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Heather Bosch. At least 62 people died when a jetliner crashed after skidding off a runway in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen explains.
With all but two Thai passengers on board registered as South Korean nationals, the Jeju Air flight from Bangkok was attempting to land at Muan International Airport. After a landing gear failure, it suffered severe damage as it crashed into a fence and perimeter wall and caught fire.
181 passengers and crew were on board. Here in the U.S., storms along the Gulf Coast are among the challenges for holiday air travelers. More from CBS's Carrie Corrado.
Here at Newark Airport, holiday travelers are battling long lines, crowded terminals, and weather interruptions. For many, it's been stress-free.
It hasn't been busy. The roads have been wonderful.
AAA predicts 119 million people are traveling through New Year's Day. 9 of 10 are on the roads, an estimated 8 million in the air.
Storms whipped through Texas, tornadoes damaging homes and lifting debris into the air in the Houston area. Omar Godoy says he grabbed his nephew and ducked for cover.
I just saw the funnel just coming down, and then it started coming towards us. So I just told him, hey, just get in the closet, because that's the safest spot.
He's okay, but at least one person died and two were left critically injured in the storms. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to Azerbaijan for what he called a tragic incident following the crash of an airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. But former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble explained.
President Putin was very careful in what he said in his apology to his Azeri counterpart.